We're learning Tanya by the Alter Rebbe, one of the main works of Hasidus, Hasidic thought. And we are in chapter, in the first part, we are in chapter 11. Chapter 11 is the definition of a Rasha, of a wicked person, what actually a wicked person means. So after we finished from 1 to 9, explain the structure of the soul, the conflict between good and evil within a person, between brain and heart within a person. And then in chapter 10, we explained what it means, a tzaddik, a righteous person, which actually means he has complete love for God, which is the highest level, or maybe some love to other things also, but it never expresses itself. Then we go to the Rasha, to the other extreme. Perek Yud Alef, chapter 11. You have one thing opposite the other. The wicked, which prospers or is good for him, is exact opposite of tzaddik v'ra'loi, of a righteous person that is bad for him. What does that mean? We defined in the previous chapter that a tzaddik, a righteous v'ra'loi, and he still has some bad components inside of him, but it means that he controls them. So therefore, they don't express. The absolute opposite of this is Rasha v'toiv loy. He is a wicked guy, but still has good components inside of him. Sometimes they express and sometimes they don't. That means, Shatoiv shebenapsha yelokis shebemoicho b'chalala yemonish b'livoi kofofu bato legabe ara me'aklipa shebechalala smoli. This is terrible. The good parts of this guy, of his divine soul, or Yetzer Toiv, good inclination for non-Jews, or whatever, that is in his brain, and in the right side of the heart, like we learned in chapter 9, that is subdued and nullified to the evil parts that comes from the shell, the klipa, in his left part of the heart. So just as the tzaddik has a bad, evil component, but it's completely nullified, this Rasha, this wicked guy, has everything bad in a good component that is completely nullified. And this also, just as the tzaddik, the righteous guy, divides into many different levels, the same thing happens with the wicked guy. It divides in too many levels, infinite levels. What are these levels? What define these different levels? So many levels, the quantity and quality of the nullification and how subdued is the good to the bad, to the evil person, to the evil parts, I'm sorry, of the person. Chas v'shalom, God forbid. And the Alter Rebbe explains, very interesting explanation. Yesh mi she'akfifa ve'abitu letzloi me'at mizdoer. There are those who have good parts inside of them and they are very little nullified to the evil parts inside. We have gamzois, and even that, like evil in this person that Alter Rebbe is describing right now, just expresses it very seldomly. Very seldomly. Most of the time, the guy is a good guy. We have gamzois and mitmidus, and even when it actually happens that he does a bad thing, it's really not constant, not every day, not every time. No. Veloy todir is not something frequent. Liprakin kroiven, it happens in short spans of time. No. Definitely not. Ela leitim rechoikim, really seldomly, maybe a lot of time passed, 10 years, 20 years. And then misgaber ara latoif, and then this guy, his evil parts overpower the good parts, and the evil parts conquer the small city defined in chapter 9, which is the body, and then it does something bad. Maybe once in 20 years. However, even when he's doing something evil, and I say doing in quotes, we'll see why, the evil does not conquer the person complete, a complete person. Just a part of the person. The Altareba is going to explain. Sheyesar lemashma asay. In a way that the person or a part of the person should listen to the orders, so to speak, of the evil inclination inside. Venase lemerkava levush leislavesh boy. Echad mishlesh levush manal. And the person becomes a chariot in a garment in order to invest one of the three garments defined in chapter 4. Dehainu, that means, for instance, the evil part of a person conquers the action of the person. Ah, and this guy did transgressed. He did a very light transgression and not one of the big ones. God forbid. So once in 20 years, this guy did something bad. Oh, he vase me. Oy bedibur levad, or maybe just in speech. Le David avaglashen hara. This guy once in 30 years spoke bad tongue. Once in 30 years, veleitzanus, or he made fun of somebody. Kei gavna, these kinds of things. Oy bemachshava levad, or maybe he just one in 40 years he thought a bad thought. Talking about it? No way. Doing something? No way. It's just a thought. He contemplated a bad thought. Wow. My neighbor's wife looks nice. Oy vey. Just thought about it. That's it. You're a Rasha. In that particular moment, you're an evil person. Hirurei aveira, hakashim aveira. That means imagining a transgression which is even worse than the transgression itself. That's what the Talmud says. Even if the person does not think about this transgression to do it, I'm just thinking about it. Yeah, it looks nice. I'm not going to do anything about it. He's just thinking, you know, men, women. Yeah, interesting. He's just thinking about it. It's not even, I'm not going to do anything about it. He's transgressing something that the Torah said. You should be careful from any bad thing. What does that mean? The Talmud explains. You should not be thinking during the day, you know, etc. He's just thinking about it. He's walking in the street and a nice girl came up and said, oi, oi, okay, that's a Rasha. That's already somebody bad. Oishehu shasa koisher, lasek batoira, b'mefane livel batala. Or maybe another example. It's a good moment to learn Torah. Like you have the time, the space, and so on. And you put your heart into something else. Let's talk about the World Cup and the goals. What? You could be learning Torah. You're a Russia. I'm sorry. Kedetnan ve'ovois, as it says in Pirkei Avos, in the Ethics of Our Fathers, aneir balayla chulei, mufanei livel chulei, the Altareba doesn't want to quote the whole thing, if you're awake during the night, etc., and you're just putting your heart into whatever, stupid things, etc. Shebeachas mikoleili v'kayetzu bahen nikra rasha bo'eisahi. That in any of these things that he described before, and similar, the person is called a wicked person, Rasha, in that particular moment that he is doing, talking or thinking about these things. Sheharasha benafsho goyver boy, umislavish begufoy. The evil parts in your soul overpower you. And, of course, as I said before, they conquer the small city and they get invested in the body. Umachtiyoy, umetamoy, and they make you sin and they impurify you. And then afterwards, the good parts, the divine soul overpowers the evil parts, and he repents. Ay, how can I be thinking about this? What am I doing? And he asks forgiveness and atonement from God. And God is going to forgive you if you actually repent in the proper way. According to the things that our sages told us in the three ways that a person atones for sins that Rabbi Ishmael used to explain and so on, as is explained somewhere else in the third part of Tanya. Go learn Gemara Yuma. At the end, he explains all of this. I'm not going to give a class on this. That's what that Rebbe says. Go look somewhere else. This is the first type of the Rasha, of evil guy. And in the moment he's doing something evil, he is called a Rasha. Then he can do tshuva. Okay. And this is basically what he said in the first chapter also. When is he called a tzaddik, a Rasha, a Beinoni? And the main problem, and this is only chapter 12, the main problem is the Beinoni. When is this guy called an intermediate person? When the guy is doing something good, he's called a tzaddik, a righteous guy. When he's doing something bad, we just explained, he's just thinking about something bad. You're a Rasha, a wicked guy. When you do tshuva, you're a tzaddik. That's it, you repented, you're a good guy. When are you a Beinoni? What does that mean? This is the whole book. And there's other people that the evil parts inside of them overpower them more. And they grab, so to speak, the evil parts grab the three garments of the soul in an evil way. And it makes you sin with more grave, terrible things. And more frequently. However, in the middle of the transgressions, he repents. He really regrets it. And come to him imaginations, thoughts of repentance that come from actually the good parts in his soul. So this guy sins more frequently and with more garments of his soul, sometimes thought and speech. The previous guy was only one garment, thought, speech, deed, whatever. This guy, two or three, all of them. He thinks about it, he talks about it, and he does it. But when the good parts of him overpower the evil parts, again, he regrets. Shemizgavre ksas beintayim, that the good parts of him, they overpower in the meantime, so to speak, between transgressions, he regrets. But still, the good parts inside of him do not overpower so much to actually win the war, so to speak, against the evil parts that make him sin. To recognize that he's doing something wrong, and I'm not going to do it anymore. Still doesn't have so much strength, the good parts inside of him. On this, our sages said, Reshoim leim charatos. The evil guys are full of regrets. All the time regretting things. This refers to most of the evil people around the world, that there's still some parts of good inside of them. Something. And they're full of regrets. The last five lines are terrible. However, Mishe'einem ischaret le'oilam. There are guys that never regret, never repent. And these people don't even have imaginations of repentance. They don't even think about it at all. Nikra Rasha Baralai. This guy is the worst. This guy is called an evil guy, and there's evil to him. He lives completely evil, complete evil. She'arashi benafsho yuhu levadoi nishar bekirboi. The only thing that he has inside of him is evil. Just as the tzaddik v'toiv loy, in the previous chapter, the righteous guy, which is good for him, he transformed his evil into good, and his two good parts into zero parts of evil. This guy is completely the opposite. That's how the Alter Rebbe started the chapter. This guy is the complete opposite. He transformed his good part into evil. And now it's two bad guys against zero good guys. Ki govar kol kach al atoiv. These evil parts overpowered so much against the good part. Ad shenistalek mikirboy. To the point that it got removed. Out. The Alter Rebbe is going to say in the third part of Tanya that still there's some connection to godliness, but what you see of this guy, he has no good parts. That's what the Alter Rebbe says now. The good parts, quote unquote, removed, got removed from this person, and it stands on the person in a makif, around the person, above the person. Mila Maila says that Rebbe, like above the person. That's why our sages say, actually, if you have 10 Jews, you have the divine presence over there residing in them. And it doesn't really matter whether they're tzaddikim or rishayim. The text of our sages doesn't say, when you have 10 tzaddikim, you have the divine presence. Okay, you have to be a tzaddik. 10 beinonim? No. 10. Doesn't even define that kind of person. So that means that a rasha, we say rasha merusha, really, really an evil person, is still a Jew. He doesn't lose, so to speak, the divine soul. But this soul is completely, so to speak, outside the person, around the person, above the person. It doesn't express in the person. That's why this guy doesn't even think about regretting. No regretting, no nothing, and no tshuva, no repentance at all. That's chapter 11, which is the Rasha, the main chapter of the book. The next one, 12. What's a Beinoni? What's an intermediate person?